All right, we're talking with Shanna Smith here with the Stephen Memorial Animal Shelter, the director of the shelter here, chatting with us about the upcoming Barbecue annual fundraiser that the shelter has going on. So, Shanna, first of all, I'll just ask with an obvious one, what is the Barbecue, and could you just talk about some of the main highlights that are coming this year?
So, yeah, so the Barbecue is a way for us to be able to increase our funding, obviously, because the shelter is run off of mostly fundraisers and donations. So we got with Jane at Mahaska Drug, who is a great supporter of us. And for the past 5 years, I believe it is, we've been having the Barbecue, which essentially is you come out, you have some hot dogs, you see some dogs, you know, and they're hot dogs as well. And then there's always, we always end up having Laser Alley come out with some inflatables. This year we're going to actually have pony rides. The Army National Guard, I believe it is coming out with, I think they said, the Rock Wall. The police come out with their dogs, their canine units, the which I always want to run up to and hug and cuddle. You're not allowed to play with them that way.
I agree with that, yeah.
Like working dogs, you're like, oh, man, why?
Doing such a great job.
Yeah. And then, like, the fire department will be there. We'll have a lot of fun things to do. There's always donations that you can give to purchase something, things of that sort. So we always have a good time. It's from 10 to 2 on the 10th. And I think I've been saying that for like 4 weeks now straight. It's always a great time. Come out and visit.
You mentioned that community fundraising is a huge part of where you get your money here at the shelter. I know you get small sums of money from like local government entities and things like that. But can you just talk about how important fundraising is to the shelter and where the Barbecue fits in that? Is it your biggest fundraiser of the year?
So we normally do two. So we'll do one in the summer and then one in the fall. So we'll have a Barbecue as well, which is in October. And the combination of the two probably would be our biggest fundraisers for the year. And like I said, Jane does a great job of helping us figure out what all we need for those and really promoting them and pushing them. So it would bring in probably the majority of our fundraising as far as it goes. You could kind of say a third is from fundraising, a third is from just donations in general, and then a third is from the municipalities that pay us for services.
So I understand, you guys have been at or near capacity for the last few months at least. So you're going to have some adoptable dogs out there that people could potentially walk away with for their forever home. Can you just talk about where you guys are at with that and what kind of dogs and animals in general you'll have out there to potentially adopt?
So people always ask if we're bringing cats. We are not bringing cats. Anybody who owns a cat knows that they can be a little bit finicky. So them being out in the heat and things, they are not going to be nice to anyone. So we will be bringing dogs. We'll probably rotate out 12 to 15 dogs during the day. We actually have a capacity of 31 that we can hold, and we have 32 dogs. We actually have one in our lobby currently. So we're actually over capacity at this moment. So we'll bring out as many as we can, so anybody and everybody that wants to meet them can meet them.
So for those who want to find more information about this, or if you have anything else that you want to add about what's going on next week on the 10th, could you just share some of that information? Who should people contact if they want to find out more?
Definitely give us a call. You can call us here at the shelter, 641-673-3991. Or you can go to our website. Facebook is our best way of communicating with, it's the easiest update with the public. So you can always go to the website as well, or the Facebook as well, or to our website at stephenmemorial.org. If you're absolutely positive that you definitely want to adopt a dog on Saturday the 10th, then I would encourage you to have an application in prior to coming out to the event. So.
Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to add, or do you think that's all the
I think it's
going
to be a great time. So, yeah, I mean, it always is.